Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. When it does come to expenditure, when it does come to spending, when it comes to anything else that we're doing as far as our financial obligations are concerned, we need to remember that one pivotal characteristic that we always need to have, and that is balance. Be happy with what we have. Be satisfied with what we have, because it really is never, never ending. You know, you could buy a little boat and then say, well, I'd rather have a larger boat, and then I'd rather have a yacht, and then I'd rather have that, and rather have that. And you know, you can get up to the stage where you can purchase a $500 million boat, you know, but when does it stop? It won't stop. So the whole issue focused on by Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is to make sure that a person is good when it comes to their skill of management. Imam Ali salamullahi alayhi, he says, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهِ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا, if Allah wants good for a abd, جَنَّبَهُ سُوءُ الْتَبْدْبِيرِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this person stay away from bad management, وَالْإِصْرَافِ, and to waste, and not to waste. Continuing on with this topic, which is very, very important, it all comes down to al-iqtisad. Here, when the hadith mentions the word al-iqtisad, it means to economize. Not economics, but to economize. Iqtasid fil ma'isha, for example, in your livelihood, in the way you are living, make sure that you have balance and you economize in your livelihood. Staying away from faqr, staying away from remembering that you have plans, that you have a strategy, a financial strategy. Because Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, إِنَّ الْقَصْدِ, which means balance, economizing, يُورِثُ الْغِنَى, will make you affluent, will make you rich, will bring about money. That's a beautiful thing as well. Al-kamal, kull al-kamal, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, al-kamal, kull al-kamal, al-taqdiru fil-ma'isha, for you to manage your financial expenses and your livelihood.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafati, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
There are many lessons
of the book
by those prophets. And
eat, take some in your hand, and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Man qana'a. We spoke about, I mentioned the word qana'a, for you to be content. Here, one hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, Man qana'a bima razaqahu Allah, fahuwa min aghna al-nas. If you are content with what it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, then you are the richest of people. Imam Ali, la kanzun, there's no treasure richer or wealthier than al-qanu'. Aghna min al-qanu'. Qanu' means a person who has qana'a, a content, a person who is content, a person who's happy with what they have. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, إِذَا اشْتَدَّ بِكَ الْجُوعُ فَعَلَيْكَ بِرَغِيفٍ وَكُوزٍ مِنَ الْمَاءِ. If you become really, really hungry, the Holy Prophet says, then be content, be satisfied with a loaf of bread and a cup of water. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, وَقْنَعْ بِمَا قَسَمُهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And be content with what it is that God has allocated for you. وَلَا تَنْظُرْ إِلَّا مَا عِنْدَكَ. And don't look at anything except for what you have. Don't look at what others have. Look at what, focus on yourself. Focus on what you have. وَلَا تَتَمَنَّ مَا لَسْتَ تَنَالُهُ. And don't wish for something that, you know, you won't be able to get. فَإِنَّ مَنْ قَنِعَ شَبِعَ. Someone who is content, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says, someone who is content will always be full. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَقْنَعْ لَمْ يَشْبَعْ. If you're not content, you'll never be full. What a beautiful hadith. إِنَّ اللَّهَ another hadith from Imam Ali عليه السلام. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانُهُ وَضَعَ خَمْسَ فِي خَمْسَ الْغِنَى فِي الْقَنَاعَ. There are five things he allocated for five things. One of them is that richness is allocated in qana'a, in being content, in being happy. أَنَّعَمُ النَّاسِ, the most blessed of people, عَيْشًا, in their livelihood, مَنْ مَنَحَهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ الْقَنَاعَ, are those who Allah have given with qana'a. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, last hadith, Imam As-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, he says, يَنْبَغِي لِلْمُؤْمِنِ أَنْ يَكُونَ فِيهِ ثَمَانِيَ خِصَالِ, that it is incumbent for a mu'min to have eight features. One of them is qani'an bima razaqahu Allah, that he or she is content with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with them. Now, we've spoken so far, we've covered, alhamdulillah, now we've covered three parts. Part one was you dealing with yourself. Part two was you dealing with your relationship with yourself, then your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your relationship with others, and then we spoke about your relationship with society. Now, let me be more exact. Your relationship with yourself was number one, then number two was your relationship with other people, those who are around you. And then number three was your relationship with society and the Islamic system of how to deal with society. Now, in the next episode, inshallah, we're going to talk about your relationship with animals, how to deal with animals. And then the last one, number five, will be how to deal with nature. So inshallah, we'll continue on with a new part in our next episode, and that is what Islam says about how we deal with animals. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahireen.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.